This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast in my Salem Media Group, Tampa flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, keeping us free and safe. To the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, janitors, maintenance, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, along with the roughnecks working on the oil rigs and those bridge tenders keeping the waterways moving, thanks for all you do. Now follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check us out at our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now, as he does every Wednesday at this time, Colonel Jim Warshak, who is a retired U.S. Air Force colonel and the chairman of the Hillsborough County Republican Party. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Matt.
It would be time for us to say the pledge. Are you ready?
We are. Let's do it.
I pledge allegiance, to the flag, of the United, States of America, and to the republic, for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And by the way, George Godfather's checking in saying howdy howdy to us.
Hey, morning, George.
Yep, there you go. Now, not to delay this or to waylay it, but day number two of the great extravaganza called the Democratic National Convention, Presidential Convention, on the first night, they had 6.7 million views on television, the lowest numbers ever.
It's... Well, I wasn't one of those views. I wait and read what's out there the next morning. It's nothing there that is going to be of any value that would help us prepare for the November 3rd election. There's just nothing there. It's even the Democrats aren't watching it. You know, people at home out there, they're not watching it, as you said, with the lowest number of views. It's painful. It's really painful, I have to say that.
Well, there are a couple of seeds that were handed us. One of them was by Michelle Obama. Now, Michelle Obama blasted President Trump for housing migrant children in cages, but she forgot to mention the fact that it was her husband that actually built the cages, and that's a fact check from the Associated Press.
Yeah, I think it was a year or so ago we went down that rabbit hole about kids in cages, and we found out it was from the Obama administration. So that's unfortunate for Michelle Obama and her speechwriters and her own fact checkers within the Democrat Party for allowing her to put that out there. And, you know, it's the same old thing. It's the same rhetoric. I've been reading some of the other things that have been coming out, and they're in desperate situations, and desperate times call for these kind of things, and that's why you're hearing it.
Yeah, and then she had a second shot that didn't really gather much steam. She told the Democrats, she used to say, well, when they go low, we'll go high. Well, you know, she told the Dems to go high, but this was after her husband tried to destroy Donald Trump's political campaign.
Which there were other people, Sally Yates, who was speaking at their convention, who came out with the same old stuff on Russia collusion and how Trump abused the justice system to use it to go after her boss's administration, i.e. Barack Obama. And so, you know, it's what we've heard for the last 3 years. It's all being summed up, and I think we're past that now. So that's not helping their convention.
Mm-hmm. And George is saying that Fox hailed the speech by Michelle Obama. Actually, I think it was Chris Wallace was the one who did the hailing.
Yes, Chris Wallace, who I see as just another Democrat in Republican clothing, so to speak. But he's purely on their side. If you watch his show on Sundays,
now
he's pretty much pretty favoring to the Democrats.
Now, did you hear about the Texas Governor Greg Abbott that's going to suggest legislation for the cities in Texas that want to defund the police? He's going to freeze the property tax revenue they get in those cities if they defund the police.
Yeah, and he can do that through edict by him being the governor. And he's doing this because he's hearing from the people in those cities that have Democrat mayors and what have you, because they're scared. People are saying, I mean, you're hearing it all over the country. People are like, no, we don't want to defund. This is all being done unilaterally by Democrat states, you know, where the governors are Democrats and in states where the cities have Democrat mayors. And the people, this is not being voted on by the people. This is being forced on them. And I mean, people are screaming. They are scared to death of what's going to happen if that goes the way of it in their own, in their cities.
Mm. Yeah. And folks, I'm speaking with Jim Warshak, Colonel Jim Warshak. He is a retired United States Air Force colonel. Now, there's something militarily that came out here, and it's about Iran. I'm going to read it real quickly because we're going to, well, I can't read it. We'll have to wait till we come back. But, folks, it wasn't Russia that was paying the reparations or paying the money to get our guys. It was Iran, and it came out yesterday, and I got that information. And we'll be right back with Colonel Warshak about that. Colonel Jim Warshak, we're going to ask him about it. Okay, Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Indeed you are. Before I get back to Colonel Jim Warshunk from the Hillsborough County Republican Party, I want to tell you about Moss Nissan, because while the factories were slowing production and dealerships were running out of inventory, Dave Moss went off on a buying spree. And Moss Acura and Moss Nissan now have over 1,000 new and pre-owned vehicles to choose from. Now, Moss has the largest selection in the state right now, and before you buy elsewhere, see Moss. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. Now, they'll have the vehicle you want that the other guys might not, and their goal is to never lose your business over price either, with many favorable finance programs, including 0% with approved credit. And Moss Nissan up in Crystal River just received Nissan's prestigious Award of Excellence. Way to go, team! Now, if you're searching for new and improved service, guess what? Moss Acura and Moss Nissan service departments can handle all makes and models. And if you are an active duty military person, if you are a veteran, first responder, active or retired, or a pastor or a faith worker, then you will get a 20% discount on your vehicle when it gets worked on in one of the Moss family automotive shops. And don't forget, the choice is simple, the choice is clear, the choice is here. Moss Acura and Moss Nissan, Newport Richey, Crystal River, and now Florida Avenue in Tampa. MossAcura.com, the website, MossNissan.com, the website. Tell them the captain sent you, because you're going to get another $500 off that vehicle that you're looking at by doing that. All right, back to Colonel Jim. Good morning, sir. Oops, where'd you go? Let me do it again. All right, back to Colonel Jim here. Good morning, sir. I think I lost him. All righty. Colonel Jim, are you there? I lost you. Okay. Well, call me right back. We'll get you right back on here, because something screwy just happened to the phone. But anyway, what I'm going to talk about right now is, and there he comes. Okay, Colonel Jim. All right, good morning, sir.
You hear me now?
Yeah, I do. I don't know what happened. We must have had a Verizon moment there or whatever.
I guess so.
Yeah. Now, listen, this is something that's really big time news, and it popped out of nowhere yesterday. This was reported by CNN, but it came from reportedly U.S. intelligence agencies that have assessed that Iran offered bounties to Taliban fighters for targeting American and coalition troops in Afghanistan, identifying several payments linked to at least six attacks carried out by the militant group just last year alone, including a suicide bombing at a U.S. airbase in December, and CNN's reporting that.
Yeah, that obviously is a what we call a controlled leak by the CIA directly to, obviously, CNN, and CNN ran with it and put it out there, and I'm sure we'll see follow-on media coverage on that in the next day or so, particularly after the Democratic Convention is over, or they're using it to stymie any effort by the Democrats in their speeches to talk about Trump and Russian involvement.
Now,
that's how it works.
Yeah. Now, there's been a lot of lawyering going on here, U.S. Attorney John Durham has announced that he's going to be interviewing former CIA Director John Brennan on Friday. Now, this tells me that, obviously, Durham has all of the documents that he needs, right?
That pretty much is an indication, and the rest of it is timing. And, you know, we saw last week the FBI agent who was found guilty and then essentially going to be indicted. That I called and I wrote about is he was the linchpin. So now that he's revealed, yes, in fact, they were abusing the FISA capability and they changed the documents, the FBI documents. That is going to set off a cascade, and this is where, okay, they needed still to interview Brennan. There's going to be a few more people probably in September who are going to be indicted, and that will set the stage because all these people are going to be essentially pointing their finger at the big cats, Brennan, Comey, Clapper, Yates, Lynch, whoever. Everybody's going to say, well, who told you to do that? And it's going to go right up the chain. So that's what they're setting up. And I mentioned Yates because she was speaking at the Democratic National Convention yesterday.
She blasted the president.
Yeah, and that's part of it. That's their defense in all this. So you can see how this is playing out. The Democrats are scared. I just have to put that out there and say it. They are scared because they're watching this start to unravel now, and it's just going to be a matter of time.
I'm just going to put it out this way. Okay, when it comes to enthusiasm, I was at the Tampa Trump Club meeting last night. You know where that is.
Yes, I do.
We had 150 people there. The room was full, okay, with the way they got the spacing set up now. So we had not as many as what we could have gotten in there, but we had 150, which was a full house the way it was done. The people were ecstatic. They were excited. It was all over the place, and I've not seen that anywhere at a Democratic function, nowhere.
Here's the hidden indicators. We have a thing in politics called the ground game during the elections cycle. Mm-hmm. The Democrats are not doing anything. They haven't even planned on doing it. I think they realize everything you're hearing is just noise, and they're depending on the mainstream media to carry them. Now they're going to go out and do a lot of digital and you know, social media based stuff. And they're going to spend a lot of money doing that, but they're not doing a ground game, and they're using the excuse of the virus, and people and the Republicans are doing surveys, and people are saying, we want people to come out and talk to us publicly about the candidates. We want to see the candidates out in public. We've been starved from that. People want to go to little mini rallies that candidates do because they want to see them. They want to get involved in the political process. The Democrats are trying to shut that down because they know they're going to lose.
Yeah, Eric in Seminole is asking a question. He says, how much of the testimony during the impeachment hearings regarding overhearing telephone calls was by superhuman eardrums, which were actually people listening in on wiretaps?
I have no idea.
Me neither. But so, I'm sure some of that was going on.
Sure. I'm sure it was. I don't know the extent of it, though.
Yeah, and again, when you talk about enthusiasm, the Trump boat parade they just had here with what they believe was more than 2,000 boats, I was told it was around 2,100 or thereabouts. The old record was 1,800. They believe they set a new record with this Trump boat parade for a flotilla out there, if you will. And, again, that's enthusiasm.
Absolutely, and I've seen some numbers higher, so Guinness is going to have to crunch the numbers based on registrations, and they'll do they'll look at the pictures and make a determination. The key thing that I saw coming out of this that people in the area need to be aware of, and I sent it out to you guys on private messaging, that there's Democrats that want to use boat registrations for doing doxing of people. They want to get even with people who came out to support President Trump, and people need to be aware of that. There's lots of Twitter messages out there that the Democrats say, okay, we're going to get even with all you people involved in the boat parade. So that's another sign of their desperation.
That's what was announced last night, that they wanted to have the boat registration numbers for the boats that were out there so that they could verify it, that those boats were in fact on the water. And now that you mentioned it, that's, you know, I was thought about when they said that. Well, what are you talking about, boat registration? What the hell do you need that for?
Yeah, look up where these people live and go to their houses and harass them or whatever. But that was coming from Democrats saying, give us the vote registration numbers because we want to know where these people live. And, you know, it's a thing politically known as doxing, where they get your address and then they'll send Antifa or BLM or whatever outside your house and do demonstrations and things like that. So... That's the tactics they're using. That's what it's come down to.
Well, back to Iran, because we'll wrap up with this. Back to Iran, despite the U.S. sanctions that are out there, plus the new ones that may be coming if the U.S. has their way with the U.N., Iran is aiming to keep the nuclear deal alive until the U.S. election, at which time they'll see who gets elected and they either walk away from it or they stay with it.
Well, of course, billions and billions of dollars depend on that, and if the Democrats are in charge, they know that spigot's going to be turned on again. Of course, they're going to promote that. I mean, John Kerry's already been out there promoting it for the Democrats and for Iran. So that's an important political tool that they're using.
By the way, all Bill Clinton could say bad about Donald Trump last night was the fact that he watches television while he's in the White House. Well, what the hell was Bill doing while he was in the White House? I don't think he was watching television.
Well, we all know where that goes.
I know it. All right, we'll talk to you next week, my friend. Have yourself a great day. All right. Colonel Jim Warshak. Thank you. Colonel Jim Warshak, everybody. The U.S. Air Force retired colonel, former deputy commander over at CENTCOM, and, as well as, by the way, the chairman of the Hillsborough County Republican Party. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Postmaster General Louis DeJoy said he's suspending some of the changes he's made to the Postal Service since he took office. DeJoy promised the USPS would be able to handle the expected increase of mail volume in the coming months as Americans receive and return mail-in ballots for the November election. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
He's going to make no changes at all until the election's over. Just to reassure everybody, the post office is going to be fine. Your mail-in ballots are going to be fine.
It's unclear whether DeJoy's announcement means that collection boxes and mail sorting machines that are already removed will be returned to their original locations. DeJoy's statement came 2 days after he agreed to testify next week about changes made to the post office before the House Committee on Oversight and Reform. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's. 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Alrighty, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program is brought to you by my friends at Balance of Nature. Now, I happen to be a very happy camper taking a product called Fruits and Veggies. Now, yesterday was my biweekly excursion to the doctor to check on my ankle again and all that stuff because of the continuing problems I have. And my blood pressure was 132 over 78. Now, that was the lowest that it's been in I don't know how long. And this continues the saga of not having to take blood pressure medication anymore because since I've been taking the Balance of Nature fruits and veggie capsules, my blood pressure has gone back down to where it was supposed to be, number one. Number two, I've lost 30 pounds of weight, and that's all great stuff. And I'm telling you, it's just an unbelievable circumstance because if you want to put a little bit more pep in your step, if you're not eating enough of the right kind of foods, if you're not getting your daily requirement of fruits and vegetables either, well, guess what? I got a deal for you. It's called Balance of Nature, and you can save 35% at Balance of Nature on your order. Just go to their website, balanceofnature.com, use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, or give them a call at 800-246-8751 to speak with a health coach. Now, don't forget, if you want to start feeling better, jump on over to balanceofnature.com and give them a call also to talk to a health coach at 800-246-8751. Remember to use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. Take a look at all the products they have there. But I'm telling you, these fruits and veggies are doing the job for me, and I'm as happy as a lark that I've been able to find this product and it's been able to do what it says. So there you go. All right. Well, we have got the consumer quarterback coming up here. Here's Brandon Rimes from the Consumer Quarterback Radio Show. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Captain.
A lot of national stuff that has local implications going on here when you talk about financing and you talk about, and by the way, there's, and people have got to be so careful of this. Have you had people telling you that they've got these companies calling up and saying, well, you're eligible for $5,000, you're eligible for $3,000, for whatever, and it's from some, you know, whenever you get that stuff, aren't you, doesn't that really trip an alarm off in your head?
Oh, yeah. You get them all the time. And just got to be diligent. Got to understand that there's so many different phishing schemes out there. And you can kind of tell also whenever that phone rings and there's like a little bit of a delay and then somebody starts talking to you. You know, you got to start looking for those telltale signs and just kind of be diligent about it.
Yeah. And unfortunately, people get burned because they fall for that stuff. We go, oh, yeah, man, I could use $5,000 to pay off my bills. And they start putting out all the information and all that stuff. And next thing you know, their bank account is drained.
Yeah, exactly. If you give somebody one way in, they're going to find a way out, too. So if you give them your routing and banking information, you know, they can actually pull money out. So you got to be really careful about that.
Yeah. Now, the other thing is, I'm not really sure where this current economic trend of ours is going. The stock market is up, but we're being told that at any time that could just, depending on who gets elected president, we're being told that that could just implode almost automatically. What are you hearing?
Yeah, you know, I look at a lot of the indicators. You know, real estate, we were told that this is going to be a V-shaped recovery. And they pumped so much money into the economy through the CARES and the PPP program. So, you know, we are seeing that V-shape in some regards. But I always still think a layer deeper, and I think that there's going to be a delayed response, especially when it comes to the commercial sector, commercial real estate, and a lot of businesses that went out of business that aren't going to be able to come back. I think that's going to affect things. I think definitely if you look at regionally, you know, housing is still a challenge here in Tampa Bay. The inventory levels are at all-time lows, and it's just such a competitive market on the real estate side for buying. Purchasers are getting frustrated. Buyers are getting frustrated. Renters are another area that are experiencing frustration because there's not much inventory. So when you combine those factors, I think that, you know, all in all, especially regionally here in Tampa Bay, we're doing pretty good, but there are limitations. You know, there's limitations in terms of transportation, I think, is one of our key challenges that we have here in Tampa Bay, and, you know, other areas that compound that is the growth factor of the challenges on our infrastructure with sewer and water. Yeah, those are always challenges as we talk to different mayors or commissioners. So, yeah, it's a balance of things, and I think it is somewhat of that V-shaped recovery that we've expected. But I worry that when some of this money wears off, I worry that it's going to kind of be a stalemate.
Well, the Standard & Poor's Index, the S&P 500, has hit record closing highs here, bouncing up. And then all of a sudden we find out yesterday, and I'm waiting to see what happens here, the U.S. warned the colleges to divest themselves of the China stocks that they have over the delisting risk of some of these Chinese stocks.
Yeah, that's another thing, too, that happens, and you hear, you know, some of the experts talk about it is that with a lot of the money that was pumped out through the CARES and the PPP and the different programs, well, first of all, you know, the politicians, they did a disservice to the U.S. dollar by watering down the dollar. They also did a disservice to the American taxpayers by stuffing those bills. And I know a lot of it was Pelosi and Schumer. They're stuffing those bills with a lot of billions of dollars of pork related type stuff that didn't have anything to do with helping people recover, but it was, you know, pumping in money to their favorite places and different, you know, liberal places where they wanted the money to go. And both sides probably did a little bit of that, but you're talking billions of dollars and now they're talking trillions of dollars as well. So it's a frustration that I think people will see, and it's going to trickle out over the next two or three years. You're going to see where that money's going to come out of, who's going to pay it, and you know, it's going to come back to the middle class. You know, a lot of the middle income earners are going to be paying higher taxes at some point.
Now, condo sales appear to be up around the country, and apartments are also up, rentals around the country, except maybe in the big blue cities where people are getting out of Dodge. But I don't know if the condos are because there's not an ample supply of houses or what the deal is there. Do you?
Yeah, I think that would probably be why. You know, there's going to be some people that are okay with the condo type life and going up an elevator and, you know, walking, have the walkability. But I think more and more people are fleeing, especially, like you mentioned, those blue states, those big cities. You know, you imagine being in a box, 800 square foot condo for a lockdown, like we had with the virus, for weeks and weeks on end. And then trying to go out, but at the bottom of there, when you go down the elevator, you got protesters and rioters and people, you know, getting beat up and stuff. So just imagine that scenario. And that's what played out in Chicago and different cities, New York, Portland. And then also people are leaving LA in droves. I was reading an article, that talked about how many, Hollywood, you know, some of the people that had beautiful houses on the beaches, just surrounded by homelessness, surrounded by, people in despair with no income and just camping out on the streets. So people are leaving those blue states and droves, coming down to Florida and Texas and, you know, other states. But yeah, it's a challenging time for inventory levels, specifically in, the Tampa Bay area and the Gulf Coast of Florida for that matter.
Yeah. And here's one for you before I tell you to tell us what you do. Police are now saying the high use of masks is making catching criminals extremely difficult. You think?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And it's causing challenges with even the video recognition, the technology, the face recognition technology. So yeah, that's a challenge that we have. And, you know, it's a perfect storm right now. It really is with the Chinese virus. You know, everything happening.
Tell us, you got about 30 seconds. Tell us about what it is you do and how to find you.
Yeah, I'm Brandon Rhymes, Real Estate Quarterback Show and Consumer Quarterback Show. And you can reach us at our hotline, 813-750-0550, 813-750-0550. Or our website for the radio show is consumerqb.com. And the real estate team at Keller Williams, it's platinummvpteam.kw.com.
All right, thanks a lot, Brandon. Here comes the music. We'll talk to you next week. You take care.
Thanks, Captain. You too, buddy.
All right, everybody, it's Brandon Rhymes. He's called the consumer quarterback for a reason, because he is, and he'll take your questions, by the way, from wherever you're at, because maybe he can help you out, and that's what he's all about, is helping people. So I will be right back. Our beach and boating forecast is coming up, and we're going to tell you about some of the interesting poll numbers that have come out here in the last 24 to 36 hours. You're going to love this one. Don't go anywhere. We are coming right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Attention radio listeners. Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
When you hear that music, you know it's time for the beach and boating forecast for the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and all of Tampa Bay for a Wednesday. Well, we're going to have scattered thunderstorms this afternoon. The winds will remain pretty steady out of the southwest at about 8 to 15 miles per hour. Seas will be 1 to 2 feet with a light chop. The Gulf water temperature, 89 degrees. The Bay water temperature, 88 degrees. We had our high tide come and go at 4:04 a.m. Low tide coming at 8:07 a.m. And you know, the best thing about the Freedom Boat Club is it beats owning a boat and all the work that comes with it. I know I've had several, and the last one I had was a beauty, 25 and a half foot F-Gabby cruiser on Lake Ontario. But guess what? It was a lot of work. And there's just nothing better for your health than a beautiful day in the water. And the Freedom Boat Club calls it sun sanitizing. Now, since we've all been advised to keep our distance, consider boating as the ultimate way to get away from everything. You can load up on plenty of sunshine and vitamin D and have a great time in the water with your friends and families and sun sanitize too. Now, the beauty of the Freedom Boat Club, again, is you get all the benefits of boat ownership without all of the work. You just make your reservation, fill up your cooler, and in minutes you're out on the water, soaking up some of the beautiful Florida sunshine and sun sanitizing too. Now, to find out more, give them a call at 855-FREEDOM, the number again, 855-FREEDOM. And remember, Freedom Boat Club comes with reciprocity at the 232 locations across the country. not to forget about the three in Canada and the three in France. Yep, I said France. So, freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay is the website. That's freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay. Or call them at 855-FREEDOM. The number again, 855-FREEDOM. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. Well, we got some poll stuff for you. Economic confidence slowed a little bit this past month, dropping 4 points from July to 110.8 in this month's Rasmussen Reports of the Economic Index. By the way, voters came out and said that they're ready for the police to put an end to the continuing violent protests nationwide. Most also said the protests will be important to their vote in the upcoming elections. I've been telling you that this defund the police stuff, blue lives do matter. And there's a big time backlash coming against the Democratic Party. I'm hearing it every day more and more and more. By the way, former Ohio governor and unsuccessful GOP presidential candidate and all-around boo-hoo, wah-wah, crybaby, John Kasich, went over to the dark side, Democrat Joe Biden. But most voters are saying that whatever Kasich did will have absolutely zero impact on their decision on who they're going to vote for in the upcoming election, which means Kasich is not relevant anymore. And it's not to be forgotten about either that I remember when he was the governor in Ohio, I thought he was doing a pretty good job. Ran for president. Okay, fine. Got beat. Okay, that's fine too. Stuck his tail between his legs, ran away, and wouldn't even show up for the presidential convention in his own home state. How stupid was that? How stupid was that? By the way, in the times which we're living in, somebody needs to give you a break with Florida Comprehensive Insurance. Auto Glass America will give you a guaranteed $100 cash with your windshield replacement when you tell them the captain sent you. Now, they'll handle the insurance claim, come to your home or office to do the job, and you get a lifetime warranty and $100 cash at the time of the service. Tampa, Sarasota, Orlando, Fort Myers, Lakeland, Daytona, and surrounding areas, they're ready to go, ready to take care of that windshield replacement today. Just give them a call at 813-96-GLASS, 813-96-GLASS. Tell them the captain sent you to get your $100 cash today. Check them out. You'd be glad you did. Well, President Trump ended the week with a daily job approval rating of 47%. Now, he's been bouncing around back and forth, 47, 48, on a couple of individual polls. He was at 50 and 51. But he's staying pretty consistent. And the other thing is, the consistency is probably going to remain because the people, his support is solid. It's not going anywhere. Matter of fact, he's actually probably getting more support. And earlier this week, when Joe Biden named Kamala Harris as his running mate, Democrats overwhelmingly took to liking the California senator. The media fell in love with her. And, of course, they also have their eye on her, Kamala Harris, to hold the top spot in 2024 if the Democratic ticket loses this time around. But a third of the black voters, guess what, said the announcement makes them less likely to throw their support behind her because she isn't considered black. She's not an Afro-American woman either. I've heard many news agencies saying that she's Afro-American. She's not. Her dad was from the Caribbean. Her mom was from India. She's a dark-skinned individual, but she is not African-American. And she's not black by any stretch of the imagination.
So go figure. Go figure. And we'll see where all that goes. By the way, most parents want their kids to go back to school in the fall. But teachers' unions nationwide are fighting the efforts to reopen. There is a lawsuit currently going on, a class action lawsuit by a couple of parents in California to demand the schools be opened there for personal in-school training. And Americans, especially those with children, are now more critical of the teachers' unions and suspect that they have way too much influence over local school operations. That's what they said in a poll. Gee whiz. I'm not surprised, are you? And the other thing is the negative numbers for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. 33% of the people polled when asked if they like Joe Biden or not, 33% said they don't care for him, they don't like him. When Kamala Harris was asked the same question, her response back from her people, 26% didn't care for her. Those are pretty high negative numbers for somebody running for public office. Pretty high negative numbers. By the way, did you hear about Baltimore? Congressional candidate there. She's got a commercial that's gone viral, if you will. And the murder rate in Baltimore right now is 10 times the national average. 10 times higher than the national average. Wow. Amazing. Once again, by the way, a Democratic-run city is in shambles, and many fear a mass exodus will come if there's any more looting. We're talking about Chicago, a city in panic right now. Many people are leaving. Many people are considering moving a far ways away. Other people are considering perhaps going as far away as, oh, I don't know, Indiana, Wisconsin, Missouri. And we'll see how all that plays out. Now, I mentioned this to Chris Markowski. According to the Washington Examiner, police say the high use of masks is now making catching criminals more difficult and in some cases impossible because they can't identify who they are. And that's the way we'll finish things. Now, don't forget to check out my buddies, Dominic's Blinds and Decor at 4540 Clark Road in McIntosh in Sarasota. Remember, all their blind sheets and shutters are made in the USA. They're a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And unlike the big box stores, Dominic's offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. Stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. Remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase. Give them a call, 941-922-2345. Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Tell them the captain sent you. All right. That wraps it up for today. We'll see you all tonight, everybody.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.